This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ooh, are you trying to get your mug a beat? Are you trying to contour those brow bones? Maybe you're trying to lift those cheeks, mommy. Well, if you're going to do it, you need to do it with a quality product. That's why I am tired of beauty products not meeting my standards. It's time to reshape the beauty world as we know it. Well, wait no longer. Meet Worthy We Cosmetics, the first sustainable luxury beauty brand in the U.S. I love Worthy We because they have amazing cream bronze tours, as they say them, which is sort of like this cream blush that sculpts your skin and also like covers all the imperfections. As a newer drag queen, I need help from a gorgeous product like this because Worthy We Cosmetics are vegan, cruelty-free, and even the packaging is biodegradable. So not only do I get my bronze tour shade like perfectly blended into my mug, I'm able to build like a new beauty routine. It's so easy to use unlike some products that are confusing. These cream blushes are buildable in a way that you can't go wrong. Like they're unbelievable. They're unrivaled. It's become a beauty favorite for me. Truly, the wear and finish is smooth, clean. I know you're going to love them as much as I do, especially if someone like me who's brand new to creams and contourings, if you're as new as I am and you could look as smooth as this skin is looking, you're going to love it. So treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand right now. Treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20%, oh my God, 20% off your first order at Worthy We Cosmetics, spelled WORTHYOUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER. That's Worthy OUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER for 20% off your first order.
Sunshade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
Cha cha cha!
Wow!
I'm not good at it.
I've gotten good at it sometimes. Well, guess what you're listening to, everybody?
You are listening to Armchair Expert. I'm Dax Shepard.
And I'm the other white guy.
I don't even know if he's a co-host. Honestly, I'm sure all of our listeners are like, who?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm the white guy he asked to come on because they just have such a good rapport.
Of course, this is Drag Her, the world's one and only RuPaul's Drag Race podcast.
Whoa, we just got nominated. Glad just nominated us for an award for best and only representation of queerness in a podcast. We're so thankful.
You know, and I can't wait as a cis woman who has not picked a sexual orientation yet because almost 42 years old. Why should I pick? Can I have it all? I'm happy to accept that award. I'm happy to stomp out my gay competition.
Thank you. I mean, and honestly, you have every right to because sexuality's over, gender's over.
Yeah, I mean, why do anything? I just learned. Okay, I'm going to sound like a Republican, but I just learned that if someone's pronouns are him, or he, she, her, and if you say they, that's wrong.
Oh.
Because I've been calling everybody they lately just to be like, I don't feel like making a mistake.
I have I have made the same assumption you've made because I have assumed that most people who use he, him, it's okay to use a more gender inclusive term like they.
Yes, but they refers to people who refer to themselves as they, non-binary, non-gender conforming. But
if someone on a gender journey,
someone is like, these are my pronouns.
Yeah.
When you use they, you're making a mistake. And honestly, I got to tell you, Mono, rocked my dang little world. So now I'm calling everybody friend.
Well, I think you now you need to sing this song. I am Republican, Republican,
Republican, Republican, the red, white, and blue. And Republicans are elephants?
Yes.
I wonder why, because they're like fat.
Yeah, they're fat and stubborn, and they can't even support the weight of one person on their back.
Oh. Yeah. Honestly, it is bad to do elephant rides.
It's bad.
Yeah, because they abuse the elephants and they keep them like locked away from other elephants.
What is that? That like a horse is like, yeah, get on my back, bitch.
Allegedly, horses are not.
They're not
at risk, but like they do get like sway back or something, or saddleback if you keep a saddle on them for too long. I don't know. I think it's so weird that people are like, no, horses are for riding. Elephants, yeah. No. And I'm like, oh, guys, do we just decide that we got horses here? We want to have them so they're fun to ride.
Do we decide?
I feel insane. It's 10 p.m. I've been working.
It's 10 p.m. We're recording this because we love our listeners so much. And I hope you know we sacrifice a lot to not take a week off and to 2 years later, finally cover Drag Race season 2 of Thailand. Yes.
And I have not seen season 1, but I will watch season 1 because you guys, why haven't more people been talking about it?
Racism.
Thailand's incredible.
Yeah, I've seen season 1 and I really enjoyed it a lot. It feels like Eurovision in a way. Like there's some like energy about it that's really exciting and reminds me of my love of Eurovision.
See, I don't know much about Eurovision. I just love that I was like, everyone here is so gay. And I'm not sure what they're all saying, but I just know that we're having a gay old time.
Isn't that funny?
It's fun. I love it. Gay transcends language.
Gay transcends language. Queerness is, it's really cool to see queerness celebrated. And obviously, like, Thailand has such a history of gender expression that's been like, and there's a lot of repression there too, obviously, with like tropes like people who identify as ladyboys have sometimes been celebrated and sometimes, of course, been terribly discriminated against. Mm-hmm. But there's a real expression in the culture that I want to keep learning about and I want to get educated on. So we invite you guys, if you know stuff about this, please find a way to tell us in a nice way because we want to learn.
Yes, I'm fully okay with people correcting me on this series because I truly don't know anything about Thailand. That being said, like, keep it nice, keep it sweet. But if I do say something ignorant or like dumb, you know, let a bitch know.
Yeah, let me know. I'm super down too to be told, shut your mouth, sit your ass down and shut the fuck up, bitch.
I like that on Canada, we were like, I swear to God, if you say something to me, I will spit in your mother's mouth and I'll kick your baby down the stairs.
If you correct us, I am renting a car and running over your mother.
If you correct us, I will wear your babies as shoes. Honestly, I came up with that while you said yours and I was like, the bit is done, but I have to say this out loud.
No, if this, then what, honey? And I want y'all to know that they can, if they win this, didn't you like the ANTM style opening of this?
Yes, it was, the opening is so much fun because I don't want to say that like OG Drag Race doesn't include the girls from the jump, but like it is RuPaul's show. Yes. And that's what the theme song tells you. This was like, wow, we see the girls and they had a photo shoot for this and this is everything. I enjoyed it, to answer your question.
I really liked it too. And I want you to know that 500,000 baht, the prize, roughly is equivalent to 16,000 American US dollars.
I wonder how far that goes in Thailand.
It probably goes quite far. I guess I don't, because it's like, just because it's 16,000 here doesn't mean it necessarily translates to our 16,000 because our economy is so bloated and everything's overpriced.
But you better believe that's probably going to change because ain't nobody got a job here.
Woo! We are Republican,
I mean, it's so wild. I'm like, the prices of things will have to come down.
Yeah.
Because I just read an article that was like, there's enough supply, there's just no demand. And I was like, could it be that our country's only given people $1,200 in the last 8 months?
I think it could be. I think this world's it's a little crazy right now. The bubble's going to pop.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, baby.
It's going to happen. That's how roller coasters work, babe. And if this year wasn't a roller coaster, then what the fuck was it?
Mono, the bubble's going to burst. It's going to pop. That's how roller coasters work.
Thank
Wait,
you.
Are you standing?
I am. I'm at a standing. I'm in a standing thing. Isn't that weird?
Why are you standing?
Because I'm moving and like,
oh,
I
don't have no chairs.
I don't got no chairs, honey.
Girl, a chair and a bed are the last things you move. That's how fat I am. I'm like, there's always going to be some sort of seat.
I made a dumb choice. I literally was just like, what can I fit in my car? Move that. And chairs are easy to move.
Are you not, you didn't get movers?
I don't think I am. I'm trying to be cheap as hell.
Sure. Okay, I get that.
I'm trying to be cheap. We're going to do U-Haul, but you know I'm going to pull my back out in 8 different places.
Okay, girl. If you want to borrow my Theragun, you can. I have yet to use it on my pussy.
Because despite all my recommendations to blast your clit off, you refuse. That's
I just
so
don't know if
rude.
It's smart. I used it on my back and I was like, I think this might hurt me.
I'll take you up on that.
Okay, I really like it.
I love it. Okay, let's talk about these gorgeous girls entering the workroom. Okay.
Yes.
So it also opens with them saying Drag Race Thailand XOXO. Mm-hmm. The screens on the back wall are pretty gaggy, I'll say.
Yeah, I'm here for it all. Like, I was like, this is different enough, but similar enough that I'm in, you know?
Yeah. And it looks better than season one. It just looks a little ritzier, I'll say. Season one is a great ride. It's really a fantastic ride. And there's like some really unique challenges that kind of expand. They do a soap opera acting challenge in season one that although is similar to like stuff you'd see in acting challenges, it's a little bit more committed because they're like, give us soap opera. You know what I mean? It's a little less like give us funny and like give us soap opera.
Well, I mean, not to jump the gun, but I feel
I am the boom boom gun, but keep going.
I don't think they take it more seriously than the American version. I think there's just like I might be wrong and you can correct this or people listening.
Sure.
But I feel like Asian cultures traditionally have a little bit more like they're like, there's an honor to doing something, so I need to be the best at it. And people have high expectations. Like, at the end, when the lip sync was not good. And then it was, do it again. And
I loved that.
Do it, make it better. I was like, I loved it. I was like, oh my God.
And they were both like, yeah, we really took a shit in our diaper. We did bad.
Because, like, imagine Rue did that with Nina West and Silky. Instead of like, meh, be like, honestly, girls, you're Silky's one of my favorites. Nina, you're one of my favorites. Yeah. That was not my favorite.
Right.
So do it again.
She did it with Honey Mahogany and Vivian Panay, or she did it with the other double elimination of Layla McQueen and Dax.
Like, wouldn't that be fun to do it again? Just try again.
Yeah. That was fun to be like, even though they were like so tired.
Love it. But I guess we should start at the very beginning.
Okay, so Mrs. Gimwai, and I'm going to say it incorrect, so please be kind. Miss Gimwai, who's celebrating her Chinese heritage.
Yes. As a boy. Adorable. I love her.
Adorable.
She's so cute.
And I love this entrance look.
Entrance look is gaggy. I think it's really cute. I love the red buns. I love, a double bun. I love the chopsticks. I think the makeup is on point. I love a yin yang. I want a yin yang tattoo.
Yes, you need one. You need one. And I want to say, this fun about this is like she's celebrating her size in a way that's really beautiful.
Yes.
And like, it negates some of the problematic myths about silhouette.
I agree, because this is not a traditionally good silhouette for a fat queen.
Yeah,
I don't
fat.
Know how they refer to themselves, but I say fat. A chunk queen.
She has a sense of humor, so I don't think she'd be like, no, I'm not. Yeah, she's fat.
Yeah,
it's great.
She's adorable. I'm here for it. The boots. I really like the boots, too. What a cutie. I'm
really cute.
So pleased. Like a sickening cutie.
her complexion, like, and also her complexion and her makeup's really good. So it just like makes everything better. I'm excited to see what she does.
Same.
Mm.
Also, there are 14 queens. I could not believe it.
It was a lot.
I said, Mono, is all of Thailand competing?
Is it the old, I was like, oh shit, there's one more. Oh my God, there's one more. Yeah, oh my God, there's one more.
Yeah. But then I was like, I don't think there's enough episodes for one girl to go home each episode. So I think we're going to have some group eliminations.
That would be awesome. We should both say, like, we have not seen this. Like, I know a winner's been chosen, but I don't know.
I don't
Please
know.
Please don't spoil.
I've decided to not look at Wikipedia, which is like really
rare.
Out of my character.
That
but
is
I think
so
that's
rare.
A testament to how like I'm into this and I want to get to know these girls and like them.
Yeah, they're fun. Okay, I'm excited.
Mocha Diva. Wow.
Mocha Diva. So she's cute from Hong Kong via the Philippines. Very cute. Uses a lot of English.
Yes.
Has a tattoo that says something like make us queer.
It was like hardships. I don't remember that. But something to that effect. But this
what do you think of this flowery look? Yes.
Mono, I love it.
Yeah.
I love tier tool. Come on.
Yes.
I love this, the bodice, the deep V. I'm here for this fucking headpiece.
They're
get
very
fucking
good.
Real.
The proportions are very, these queens get proportion.
Yes.
They're not doing malware. I don't know if, I guess I'll keep watching, but as I remember, no one does a malware entrance.
No, everyone is really showcasing their personality. Mm-hmm. And I think the best part is, I know that these aren't their best looks. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, they would never, like, I don't think any competitor would wear their absolute best for an entrance look. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, these are slaying, so I can't wait to get into the season.
I'm excited. I love these, and I'll say it, fags. I love these fags. Next, we have Miss Katie Killer.
Yes, 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 yes.
My God, what hair.
Yes, this hair is big.
Big. All her hair, I think that's like her thing. Her hair is gigantic. Yes.
It's so big, and Katie is so thin. This is giving me a little bit of, oh my goodness, why can't I think of this queen's name? The stars, season 8.
Stars.
No. Season 10.
Cameron Michaels.
No. Stars on the face. Dots on the face.
Aquaria. Oh,
dots on the face.
Dusty Ray Bottoms.
Dusty Ray Bottoms. Yes. My God. Everyone's going to be like, Nicole's not a real fan. She can't spit names quick.
I know.
And here's the thing. My head's filled with other trash, like dreams of dicks.
oh my God. I saw a dick today that looked, it was so swollen. It looked like it was going to pop.
Swollen?
And I have to send it to you because it was wonderful. It was really good.
Okay. Swollen in a good way. He won bit by nothing?
In a good way. Like, it was right on the edge of like, did you get bit by a viper or are you just got a rockin' cock. It was great. It was great. So Katie Killer, love the giant hair. That's a great signature.
It's a great signature. This look is very like a campy 80s look for me. I love the hot pink.
Gem and the holograms.
Yes, yes, very that. I'm into it. The hair looks like cotton candy to me. I like her, and she's sassy.
Do you think she's inspired by Katy Perry?
Oh, Katie Killer, Katy Perry? Maybe.
I don't know. The hair is it's an excellent choice. For your gimmick to be gigantic hair, excellent. Much better than some queens' gimmicks, where some queens are like, my gimmick is, I hate to wear different clothes, or I only wear gray hair, you know?
Coming for Max. Where's Max?
I do want to see Max on All Stars very badly because
like to see Max on All Stars as well.
I think she's excellent, but
I'm dying to see Pearl on All Stars.
Me
and I
too.
I don't know if that's going to happen.
All signs point to no, which is a shame.
I love Pearl so much.
And I love, speaking of swollen dicks, she's got one.
Beautiful. Pearl is stunning.
Yeah, she's really
stunning.
Stunning
queen. frustrating.
In a way that's frustrating because I'm just like, what is it like to be that bored by your gorgeous hotness? She's bored by it, which is like, what a gag.
My favorite thing is asking a pretty person like what it feels like to be pretty. And then pretty people who know they're pretty are like, oh, it's great. I love it. And I'm just like, oh, imagine having like self-awareness and you're stunning. One could only, you know, wish for that.
One could only wish. I was just watching something too where I was like, wait, remember when like hot people were boring? And I don't mean this in a rude way, but it's because they didn't have problems. So like their life was really good in high school. And you were like, that's so awesome. Like, I don't care that you don't have a personality because you actually are comforting to me because you have no anxiety.
Yeah. Imagine. I couldn't imagine not having problems. Wait, Mono, what are you doing with your bed? Are you going to get like a bed that you picked out together?
Yeah, we're getting a bigger bed. So I don't know what to do with my bed frame.
Oh.
Do you want my bed frame?
Yeah, bring it on over. I'll put it right in my driveway. No, you should sell it. Was it expensive?
I'm trying
it's
to
big.
Sell it.
It's
on
like big and sturdy.
It's big and sturdy and it has cedar like drawers in the bottom. I'm trying to sell it on fucking Let Go on OfferUp/Let Go and no one's biting.
How much did you put it up for?
$300.
That's not bad.
I know, that's so reasonable.
Okay, everybody, you know what to do. If you live in the Los Angeles area and you're willing to pick up a bed from Mono Agapian, you can meet him, get that bed, and I'll even show up to say hello. Imagine offering something that no one has ever once asked for and no one's going to bite.
I'm going to post a picture of it on the Instagram. So we have to keep going.
We do. We're 21 minutes in and we're only three queens deep and there is 84 more queens. Okay,
next
Bandit.
Is Bandit.
Bandit is sickening. I really like this look.
I love the mask
for me. So sometimes I'm just like, ugh, a mask? Come on. Mm-hmm. But this is like a sickening mask. The lipstick she chose to go with it pops the fuck off.
Yes.
I love these gloves. I think they say Bandit. And Bandit's Confessionals is wearing a jacket that says Bandit. Yes. I was like, you know what? This branding is fucking on point.
This is gaggy.
Come on, Hamburglar. I love it.
It is Hamburglar stepped into the luchador
fighting
ring. It is really, it's awesome. It's gorgeous.
I really like it. The choker, I think it's really nice. It's just like a lot of great, like, not proportions, but it's like mask, mouth open, choker, chest open, the bodice or the leotard or whatever, the corset, legs open, boots. Like, I like it that it's chunk. It's chunked.
Yeah.
It's chunked.
And it's like, it's a little gender queer in a way that's really exciting. It's just, I don't know, it's just drag and it's awesome. And she has some beef with Mocha Diva.
Mm-hmm.
Some shit
comes
up. I like
that almost immediately the girls, they're like, this one, yuck. I love it.
I hate her. I love it as much as, almost as much as when they're like, okay, this also reminds me of Eurovision. And because I'm a big fan of Greek American and Arab American music artists, and they also love to use English they barely understand.
Oh, fun.
And I am here for it. I'm not digging on it, but it makes me laugh a lot when they're like, you almost got it right. When you're like, a bitch is stunning for my pussy. You're like, oh, that was so
Mono, that
close.
Is a perfect sentence. I don't know what you're talking about. You have to try that again. That was honestly sickening. I was
Okay, how about this? It's, I was like, honey, come for my bills if you want me to not have it.
Honestly, again.
Too
come
good?
For my bills if you don't want me to have it. These are great sentences. You're
here
just saying
is.
Them slowly.
Okay, here it is.
How about this? Okay, bitch, you bop it and I don't care. And it's like, what does the bop it mean?
What
do they do good
mean?
Or bad?
That was pretty perfect. Yeah, it's all that. It's like a few cunty words that kind of make sense. And
I think
I'm
the
here
reason
for
why
it.
I like it so much, I agree with you, I like it. It's because it's like a show of confidence. It's like, I have a full grasp on English and I'm going to fucking, you know, pop the fuck off and say what I mean. And it's like,
Being an ESL queen is the bravest type of queerness, because you're just like, you're operating outside of so many forms of majority culture, and you're like, I don't care. I believe in myself, and I am, my pussy's on fire. I don't care.
Yeah, yeah.
It's sickening. Okay. Maya Baro. Am I saying that right?
I don't know, but this is my least favorite look. I think it's okay, so for me, it's a little basic. It's an evening gown. It fits really nicely. I think her hair is stunning with it. But for an entrance look, I was like, does this encapsulate your drag?
Yeah.
Is this the hello you want? And then I wasn't a fan of the lipstick, but I like them. I think they're great.
She looks, what does she look like? She looks a little bit like a sleepy Pandora box. Like, she's not.
Okay. It is Pandora's Carol Channing lipstick from Snatch Game.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. It's just, it's, yeah, you're right. There's no point of view in this look.
Yeah. Like, is she campy? Is she glam? But I don't think it's super glammy. Yeah, I just, I'd like, here's what I'll say. I want to see more because I haven't seen enough.
Is it a little bit Waiting for Tonight J-Lo Versace dress?
See, no, it's not, because that would be a like a dip to the navel, a slit up to the navel. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh, we have a slut on our hands.
Yeah.
But you can't say that about this dress. It's just a pretty dress.
Yeah. Did you ever listen to J-Lo's debut album On the Six?
Of course I did.
Oh, my God.
I'm still Jenny from the block.
Oh, my God.
Don't be mad at the rocks that I got. I'm still Jenny from the block.
No, that's like the sophomore album, but I'm not going to ding you because
Shit. Maybe I have never heard On the Six.
It's really good gayness.
Wait, what's a song from it?
There's Waiting for Tonight.
Yes. Oh.
There's Let's Get Loud.
Let's Get Loud. Let's Get Loud. Play the music.
And hear that sound.
And hear that sound. Let's Get Loud.
It's so good and shitty. And she like doesn't sing on it. And I love it. She barely sings on it.
Allegedly. Mm-hmm. She doesn't sing on a lot of her records.
Okay.
I saw on Instagram because, you know, sometimes it's 3 a.m. and I be creeping. But I saw an interview with a lady who like sang on a lot of her tracks. And she was spilling the tea and mopping the floors.
All those shadow singers are usually pissed and usually robbed because they're like, I did this, and then Britney or whoever like took it.
Yeah, it's wild.
Facts. Okay. Next is Candy Zionide. Very Ariana Grande.
Yes. She's an Ariana Grande impersonator, yes?
Uh-huh. She said she definitely alludes to that. She's like, I love that. That's my gig. That's my
jush.
And
she looks I think she looks a lot like her.
She does. She even has some physicalities. She's doing the physicalities. She's doing the hair swish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's a cutie. I like her, like, out of drag, in drag. I'm here for her.
I like her. Yeah,
she's so
cute. It's a cute look. It's definitely a cosplay look, but it's a great way to be like, this is my point of view.
Yes, it's like, if she is an impersonator, it's like, kind of like Derek Barry coming in as Britney. It's like, this is what I do, baby.
Totally. I need to let you know what I'm about. She's gorgeous. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's stunning. And her boy hair is so long and flowing.
Yes.
I'm jealous.
I don't know how they identify out of drag, but they're really gorgeous.
Beautiful.
Please
stunting.
Correct us. So Shrimala is next.
Yes, I was watching this with John Milheiser, and he looked at the screen and he said, creme de la bam. And I said, good try, my friend. Because he is like trying to like learn the queens. Because me and the nice man I live with really love Drag Race.
She does give me Thai bag of chips.
Oh, okay. Thai bag. Okay. I think she looks like Ben de la Creme.
Yeah. Like her, but her style to me is like, woo, like it's very bagga, and I love her gigantic hair. Oh my god,
I love the hair too. It's funny because later on the runway I was like, you're 3 feet tall, but like in her entrance look, she looks tall because of that hair.
Yep. I love her. I'm excited to see what's up with Shrimala.
Same. And she's funny
funny. So yes. Then we got Silver Sonic, very punk.
My fucking God. I loved this so fucking much. I was like, this is something I would fucking wear. Yeah. It's like overall stripes with like glitter and fur. I honestly, the only thing I would change is the hair. I think I would do a very slick back ponytail, like very high pony.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah. Or maybe bald or a mohawk, like lean into it. I feel like the short hair is like expected.
Yeah, she's gorgeous because like the hair, the makeup is right.
Yes. Think of Jada Essence Hall's Night of a Thousand Michelle Visage's hair. Uh-huh. That big fucking, right? Didn't she have like a big pompadour thing going on?
She did. Yeah, she did.
I think
did.
That would look fabulous with it.
That would look right. Yeah, man, the makeup is right. I like this kind of body short pantsuit thing.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Good shit. I'm here for it.
And then when she fell, I died.
The fall is very good.
Then she said, cut that out, which is, it was like, oh, she asked us to cut this out. We should leave that part in too, because we're going to leave all of it in. Like that was just very funny to me.
The moment you say that, you're cursed.
Yes.
Never say that out loud. That's like saying Bloody Mary three times. Don't say it. Don't say it. Next we have Miss M. Stranger Fox.
Mm-hmm.
What a funny name.
M. Stranger Fox. Yeah, I'm not sure what the name means.
Uh-huh.
But I like it. Her paint for me is a little light.
Okay.
In the face.
Uh-huh.
But that being said, I do appreciate a breastplate. And this dress is, like, this is elegance. Do you know what I mean? It's like trash elegance. I get her.
Housewife.
She's like Dolly Parton trash glam.
It's very Housewife of New Jersey, if you ask me.
Yes.
It's something Teresa Giudice would wear. Yeah, I do like it. It's fun. It's exciting. It's sexy. I like her hair. And then there's some drama with her with like our Ariana character potentially being her drag daughter. I mean, I had a hard time like writing it all down.
Yeah, I was trying my hardest to pay attention and also like read things. So I missed that.
I know, it was hard. But they bring up some club drama, some payment issue.
Yeah, well, I thought it was like she belongs at the club, not on Drag Race. Go get your check. That's how I interpreted that.
Yes. Well, let us know either way, fam.
Yes. Next we have
Jeannie,
who is an American teddy bear. Like, what the fuck? What? What? Full like I not to be rude, but I was like, you don't speak any. It's only English.
Yeah.
How'd you get here?
This is an interesting example of how I guess I don't know how she identifies, but like, sometimes you sometimes are like, I think I might get to know you better if you share more of yourself than maybe what you think the Drag Race public wants you to see.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just my perception, and I don't know if I'm correct in that.
Well, is she from Thailand?
I don't know exactly her national origin. She might, because there are some queens who are like, oh, I live in Thailand, but I'm from China, or I live in Thailand, but I'm from the Philippines. Like, so she might have.
She truly seems like she's like, I'm in Thailand, but I'm originally from Wisconsin. I was just like, wait, what is happening?
Yes, I don't know. No clue. I like the idea, but I think she could have gone more teddy bear. Because if you remember the kimchi teddy bear look kimchi
yes,
did?
Yes, that was flawless because there was hair involved and it was
false legs.
Yeah, it was cute. Or was that a lion or was that a teddy bear?
There was a teddy bear one she did like in a pit stop episode that was.
Oh, then I'm not talking. We're not talking about the same thing. My bad.
That's okay.
My bad, baby.
I'll send it to you. Next is Miss Anjali Anang.
Cute.
Gorgeous. Now, I know for a fact she is trans and she's stunning.
Oh, she's trans? How much did I miss? Like, I watched the whole thing.
I don't, that one point in this episode, they definitely, she very much says, like, you know, like, I am trans and I love drag.
You know what? I guess it's just not, like, out of the norm for me. And that's why I didn't pick it up, because I'm a creature of the world. Thank you.
I love that. I mean, like, right, because we're so used to people expressing their gender that we're not like, what are you? What are you? We're just like, you're on the gender expression wheel.
Yeah, didn't clock it because it's not out of the norm for me.
God, we're such good people.
We're great people. That's
amazing, wonderful people. But like, I do get that because I am now so used to gender queerness that I don't care. I want to honor everyone and how they identify, but I'm never like, I need to know.
Yeah. It's funny because I was saying to somebody, I can't remember who, but they were like, I don't know. I can't remember what the conversation was, but I said, I was like, I have literally no interest in people's orientations anymore. Like, I'll speculate at home, but the minute I'm done speculating, I go about my business because I don't
totally
live your fucking life. Like, of course, I'll make a catty comment here and there about things, but ultimately, like, I don't give a shit. I saw a man skateboarding down the street today. He was singing. He had his AirBuds in, or AirPods.
Who cares?
And he was drumming the air, and he was wearing a wig that was half off his head. And I was like, bitch, live.
Like, yes. Does Anjali say prepare before you go to hell? Or did I make that up?
Yes, prepare before you go to hell, which is honestly the most iconic entrance line I've ever heard.
Okay, next is Tormai, and she is a country lady.
Yes.
Yeah, Tormai is a real, she's giving me some Bianca Del Rio almost. Mm-hmm. She's giving me a gal's gal. She comes in a top and pants, and she's having fun.
But I will say, fashion top and pants. This is fashion for me.
This is fashion.
I love it so much. I think it's stunning. I love her paint.
It's almost a Morticia.
I love these pants.
They're almost Morticia-like at the bottom.
Yes, it is like a fishtail Morticia-y draggy fabric-y thing. I'm here for it. I really love it. I feel like it's like runway. Like, I think you would see that in a collection, like a Marc Jacobs collection or something, with like the huge clips in her head.
I agree.
I really like it.
I love her. I'm excited to see what she does. And next we have Miss Vanda, Miss Joachim.
Yes.
And she comes in sort of like a hijab and then like an abaya, and like, and apparently everyone's like, this bitch can lip sync.
Mm-hmm.
I do love her gold accents. I love her gold veil.
Yes, but I would love to see that material up close.
Because it's
screaming the Scream Halloween costume.
Oh, that's what you're getting.
Yes, like that cheap nylon-y stretchy material.
Yes, I mean, the draping is doing a lot for me. The draping is making me live, but you're right that I'm not like, I could be not looking at the material as a whole. And I could be biased.
I like it. I like the outfit.
I'm hoping and betting she's a Muslim queen, I think.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe, maybe not. If not, you know, I'm here. I support her either way. But I like it. Worked for me.
Okay.
It worked for me.
Okay. I'm looking at the material a little closer. I guess.
I think the material is bad. You're right. But the draping is working for me.
The draping is really pretty. I think I maybe would have liked it if it was a textured fabric as opposed to just like a satin.
Mm. Yeah.
But that being said, I think it's really pretty.
I've got to say I like it. And it's okay if you like hate it. I understand.
I don't hate it.
It's okay. You hate it.
Mono. Mon.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, no. Nick. Yeah, Nick.
No.
Okay,
I
Nick.
I don't hate it.
No. Okay. Okay, my queen. Next is Kana Warrior.
Love this look.
Look at her high kick. Oh my God, yeah.
The high kick, the boots, the shoulders. the death drop, the chaps, the titties out, the necklace.
Wow.
I really like this.
This is how you do androgy drag.
Yes.
This is good.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it was so sickening to be like queen after queen after queen. You were like, yes, yes, yes.
Yes, yes. Damn. Yeah, this was great. And this is, yeah, and the boots. Oh, she breaks the table.
That
she's getting her life.
So hard. Comes in, high kick, slams on the table and breaks it.
So good. I'm excited about these queens. I am
Me
excited.
Too. Me too.
I guess we better take a break. Hi, listeners. Here to tell you about a very important organization called Al Otro Lado, which helps to reunify families which have been ripped apart due to our country's cruel border policies. As you know, since 2018, many people have been suffering through these policies, which have taken children away from their parents. And Al Otro Lado is working to reunify families. They've already reunified over 100 refugee families, and they create legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the United States and Tijuana. We want you to get involved today. Help me support Al Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode below, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in-person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at alotrolado.org/volunteer. That's alotrolado.org/volunteer. Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Bring back my break. Great. We're 40 minutes in. We still have the challenge and the runway, which is 2 looks left. Buckle up, bitches. We'll be done tomorrow.
I know. I was like, oh my God, we're having too much fun. So let's get into it.
There's so many queens. Okay. We can breeze through.
We can.
Yes.
Yeah. So the Reborn This Way challenge is them posing in a damn grave.
Yes. With the season 1 queen surrounding them as a surprise. Uh-huh. Gotta say, nobody took a shitty picture.
No, no, no. They're all fun. And they're all like different levels of gagged by the season 1 queens being there. They're just like, oh.
Yes. And gotta say, the photographer truly went above and beyond.
Yes.
Came in as a dead clown.
He came in as a fucking dead clown. And their pit crew, which they call the Superboys, are so hot. So tasty.
Very handsome.
And Pangina, as we said, is so tasty and gorgeous as a boy and girl.
I did not realize that they were the winner of season 1. Yes.
both Pangina and Art Aria have always been the co-hosts of both
seasons.
So
I'm an idiot. I thought she was the winner. I get it.
No worries. They've always been co-hosts, but it's always like Art Aria is kind of like the main host and Pangina is like the co-host. It's interesting.
Pangina's hot.
Hot.
In drag, out of drag, stunning.
Like the skin is a piece of butter. It is gorgeous. I live.
And his transformation is incredible. Do you know what I mean? Like, just so different from boy to girl.
Yeah, I live. It makes me hot and horny. I like it. I like it.
Is she trans?
I don't know. I don't believe so.
Or she just did drag the whole time?
I don't know, because on season one, they definitely presented sometimes in a more masculine look.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So the winners of this challenge were, who are the winners? Goddamn.
Angela and Katie Killer.
Yes. Which I was like, great. Yeah. I truly did not have like a, this is my winner. Because right. I thought they all did like a really great job.
Right. And with the photo challenge, you know, it can go anyway, if we're being honest.
Yes.
It can go anyway. And they were both great. So now their maxi challenge is Baby Queen and Mama Queen.
Yes. Which I think is like a really cute first challenge.
I do too. It's an interesting concept. And I like, they all interpreted it in different ways. In like some people. Like
way different ways. It was
way
so interesting to see everybody come down the runway.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it was interesting. And then, okay, one thing I'll say, and then we can move on, is I wish the host didn't say, like, gentlemen, start your engines, since I knew that at least one, if not two, of the queens do not identify as men.
Mm-hmm.
I know this might be like a little bit much, but it just bumped me when I was like, oh, I wish they didn't. They also use something that Drag Race America
you
decided.
Have she-male.
Yes. They use that and they're like, I thought we decided we're not doing that anymore. But maybe they have a different attitude in Thailand.
Yes. I'll tell you something. I never understood the like play on words until people were like, we're mad because of this reason. I was like, guys, it's just male for women. And sometimes I'm flabbergasted by how dumb I am.
No, it's just you're so fucking inclusive.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, work. They get to express themselves how they want. But I hope it doesn't trigger any of our listeners.
Yes, I hope not.
I hope not. And one of our queens is covering their eye because they're sick.
Yes. And she said that, you know, being sick, it's whatever. You still have to like come in and perform, do your job. And I'm fine.
Is that Vanda Miss Joachim, I believe?
I believe so. I gotta tell you, it's been hard for me to remember all their names because I'm not used to these names.
Yes.
And there's 14 of them.
It is a lot.
It's so many.
It's a lot of work. And no matter what, like when that first week, you're like, wait, who is that?
Yes.
Who the fuck is that?
Yeah, I mean, I guess at the beginning of every season, I'm like, I don't think it. Somebody's name is Jan. There's someone hiding in a closet. I don't know.
Angela Anang and Jeannie are quick friends.
Yes.
They're getting their life. Katie claims that Shrimala stole her banana leaf idea.
Yes. And her response was, what you weren't doing anymore, so I swooped in and I started doing it. And it essentially was like, yeah, and?
Yeah. You didn't do it. I love that. I think that's fair.
I love it too. I love it. I gotta say, these girls are much more direct.
Yeah.
And I thoroughly enjoy that. And I love that their confessionals are like in someone's living room.
It reminds me of like, yes, it reminds me of past seasons where they're just like, I took the fabric. I don't care. Mm-hmm. Like in season two where they were like, we took the fabric. We don't care.
I miss the savageness of prior seasons.
God, remember in the Gone with the Window challenge in season two where they're just
Was it Tyra Sanchez who pushed people over?
Well, I mean, she always did that, but like Tyra Sanchez like pushed a wedding dress cart on people and they hit their heads. And then in like season five, they like people were closing these dumpsters on each other's heads.
Yeah,
I miss that.
Physical assaults on contestants.
I bet they're more worried now that they're winning Emmys, but we're at the main stage now, huh?
Yes, yes, yes.
What do you think of Art Aria's like white feather crown look?
See, it took me a minute to get on board, but like once I was like, no, this is great. I love it. I like it. Gotta say, they couldn't have boomed her. You could hear all of her mic noise.
Wasn't that strange? Like you heard the like rubbing of the mic.
Yes. It's because it's not a fabric that's, which also means she's probably very uncomfortable because it's not a fabric that's like easy on a mic. Like cotton's easy on a mic. This was rubbing. It was like grating the mic.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, wow. I was pretty gagged that that made it in the final cut. But they were like, guys, this is the audio we have.
They're like, that's it. We didn't have a boom. We only had one audio person working that day. And they didn't do a great job.
They didn't look to see that the levels were going fucking nuts.
Yeah, they truly didn't.
And Pangina's wearing a golden angel look, which is also cute.
My God.
But they've made it clear she is not the host. She is not like the Rue.
No.
She's the Michelle, we've decided.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like we've decided. This is what the show's presenting. Yeah, it's interesting. I like this choice better than Canada's sharing / having having a guest host introduce the runway is like, oh, so this stranger's coming in and presenting the girls?
Yeah.
That it's not for me. If you like it, you like it.
Yeah, it's not for me. I don't like it. I think it's weird. I want there to be one boss who's just opening up the floor and dropping people below. That's honestly, let's make that in the next season. They need to just be like, instead of sashay away, it should be like, bing bong, you're gone. And they just open a grate in the floor.
Honestly, I would love that. Just to be like, oh, one queen never returned from where they dropped them to.
We don't know where she is.
We don't know where she went. And then, I wish I remember the queen's name who was like, get ready to go to hell. And be like, they went to hell. She already warned them.
Might have been Angela Anang, I believe.
Yes.
I also, what do you think about the way they edited this where they were like, they put the young and the old look right next to each other? Because obviously they couldn't have done it like that. Like there's no way it was done like that.
I believe what happens on the episodes I've been on Drag Race is, wait, have I been on where there's multiple outfits? I don't know. Here's what I think happens. I think they come down the runway, and as soon as they're off the runway, they go change. And the time it takes for the runway to happen is the time you get.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's enough time. I think that's how it happens. I don't know if they hold the runway.
Yeah. It's got to be that. But I didn't like it when they were like, oh, wow, she changed quick. It's like, don't
do that. Don't try to trick me.
I'm not trickable. Don't do that. Shall we start our runaway?
Yes. Gotta say first, there's so many judges.
There are. Oh, yes. I didn't totally understand what
there's five judges, I believe.
Yes. There were a lot.
I was like, this is a lot. This is wild.
Yeah. I did not understand everyone's position in the judgery. I didn't
Me
know.
Either.
I don't. Yeah. I don't know what they do.
But I was fine with it. I was like, great. The more the merrier. There's already 14 queens here. Let's have 47 judges.
Yeah. They were very attractive to me. But that has nothing to do with their qualification to judge.
I mean, I agree. Everyone on this show is pretty attractive. It's a nice treat. It's a feast for the eyes.
It really is a treat.
It's so nice.
It is a treat. So, okay, we're getting nice and horny.
I stay
horny. Do you have any COVID dick plans yet?
Girl, no.
I
just sent a message to a couple of boys. Shall I check to see if they've responded? No, we're 51 minutes in and we haven't even begun the runway.
You should. I just want you to know I endorse you getting COVID dick. And I know it's really dangerous and that isn't something I should be flippant about.
Here's the thing. I think I figured it out.
Okay.
I'm not going to be like, here, mouth breathe all over me. I'm going to be like, here, we're going to be kinky. Put on this mask. Don't you fucking take it off. I'm not going to take mine off. You're never going to see the front of my face. You'll only see the back of my fucking head. You better hope I washed my hair.
Fucking spit on my hole because...
No! Mono, not even don't spit on it. Use a sealed lubricant. We're safe.
I guess the science on COVID on your puss hole, I guess I don't know what the science is. Cause
I don't know. I think you'd have to dump a gallon of saliva or cum into someone.
Right.
Someone's pussy hole for it to absorb into the bloodstream. I don't know. We don't fucking know how this works.
That's why I think it's more respiratory. That's why you can't.
I'm so done with this pandemic. I'm done with it.
I know.
I have had it.
Officially?
Officially. I have had it officially.
Officially. Okay. Let's talk about Miss Kim Hwai.
Okay. So I agree with the judges where I'm like, this is your entrance hair. We've seen this hair.
It's pretty similar. It's pretty
Not
similar.
Similar. I think it's the same hair.
Yeah. It's very Chinese New Year. The silhouette is similar.
Yeah.
I guess they saw the entrance. I guess they saw it. So sometimes you're like, the entrance isn't judged, but they're like, look, girl, we saw it.
We're always watching. We're always watching. And I will say it is wild that they make it seem like they go back and do this real quick and come right back out.
I hated that. But I think her adult mama look is awesome.
It is awesome. Gotta say, I feel like she reused those feathers from her entrance look bodice.
She sure did. She's repackaged.
But I will say, I'm okay with it. I like it. This is great for me.
The white string kind of shoot reveal is really cool.
That was fun.
The coat is stunning. And this kind of coat is something you don't really see on Drag Race.
Yeah.
Her staff is unbelievable.
I think it's theatrical in a way where I'm like, yes, queen, yes.
Yes.
Beautiful.
And it doesn't matter, but it is an excellent way to remind us that bringing your culture to your drag gives us limitless potential so that we're not just seeing a bunch of season 5 Jade Jolie, I'll say Vivian Panay, a bunch of just tiny little sexy skank dresses from Vivian Panay. You know what I'm saying?
Also, I said kimonos in reference to the Madonna challenge. I've had some champagne and I'm feeling it.
oh, honey, I've had a lot of whiskey and I am done.
Ooh, we are
saucy.
Living our best lives and it's the longest of them. So,
what's your favorite song to fuck to?
Silence.
Okay, you want to hear the grunts and the blunts.
Yeah, and I want to hear my hand go across their face and me choke them and say, who's your mommy? I'm kidding.
I have to say, Queer as Folk is really problematic because it's so whitewashed.
Here's the thing. I refuse to acknowledge that. I reject your statement. It is a perfect show.
What I'm gonna say is I like it, but it is so white. But what I need to say is that there is one sex scene that happens where all the music is cut out and it's just the breathiness and the grunts and the sheets kind of slipping between fingers, and it's really hot. So yeah, that is hot.
I I've seen Queer as Folk from start to finish maybe 4 or 5 times. It really shaped my teens, my 17 to 20, 25.
Yes, it's the best. It made me horny for sure. And it definitely
there was not one single Black person on that show.
No. No. They hate that. Okay, so next we have Miss Bandit.
So this did not evolve into what I thought it was. I thought it was a little kid wearing their mom's clothes, which is what I think she said. But I thought the things in the bra, it was revealed to be little flowers. I thought it was balled up socks trying to make titties.
Huh. Yeah, this was just like a tired queen, a tired fresh queen throwing firecrackers. Mm-hmm. This was interesting.
But the judges seemed to like it.
Yeah, I guess so.
But I guess it was like she's a young queen throwing a tantrum.
Yeah,
so that's
her
interpretation of young.
A young queen who refuses to keep her wig on, throws a tantrum, and then mm-hmm. she comes back and she's sort of like Wire Lady Mad Max from the future.
Yeah. I was like, okay, so not only is she old, she's also time traveling to the future. But then I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I really like it.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm not going to try to like figure this out. I like it. Also, same boots from the entrance look.
Oh, I didn't clock that at all.
Just clocking it now. Truly just rewatching.
Damn. But, you know, I guess who and then. Oh, but OK. Is that? Wait, I'm trying to remember. That's not Bandit. I'm sorry. I misspoke. It's not Bandit. It's another queen who does that look before her. Bandit does the Marie Antoinette look.
Oh, zoopsie zoops, zoopsie zoops.
Zoop zoop.
You know, whatever. There's 14 queens.
There's so many queens.
There's too many queens.
There's so many queens. And guess what? Bandit also does a Marie Antoinette, and then she does this like Mad Max thing that's like crazy.
First, the Marie Antoinette, I really like. I thought it was like fashion-y. I was like, I like it. Mm-hmm. And then this reminded me of Evie Oddly's lion look.
Yes, like her horoscope thing.
Yes, but then watching it, I was like, actually, I guess it's Evie Oddly's look reminds me of this one because this one came first, right?
Oh my God, I guess you're probably right.
Yeah.
You're probably right. I don't know what the timeline is, but
me either. But I like it. That's what I'll say.
For Mama Queen, does it work?
Yeah, it's like steampunky future.
Yeah. Right? I guess. Next is Katie Killer, and she's giving us a J. Jolie on acid.
Yes, but I don't hate it.
I like it
actually.
It's
childlike, it's whimsical. I like the tutu, the big old hair.
But the color palette actually makes it more sophisticated because...
Yeah.
Because her face is not flesh tone.
Yeah, it's like a purpley, silvery color. I'm here for it. I really, really like it. Her older look, I was like, old streetwalker.
Right?
But is that what it's supposed to be? I don't know. It was not for me. I did not love it.
She was just truly an old whore.
Yes. Like,
she added the age lines.
But if you're gonna like be an old whore or an old sex worker, like give me a storyline, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It was not it. It was not the tea. It was fine.
Yeah.
The hair, once again, her big hair is cool, but I mean.
Do love the big hair, but the big hair, we do care.
We do care. But I will say the hair, you love to stare. And also. Saint Kaber, Saint Dare.
Yes, yes. Hair. Oh, Blair St. Clair.
Blair St. Clair did not give it to me in All Stars 5. That bums me out. She did not give me what I needed from her.
I guess, yeah. I'm
just looking back on that, and I don't like the experience we had with Skaber St. Bear.
Yeah, I just think Blair St. Clair needed to just come out of her shell a little bit more.
Yes, that's the very elegant.
But
she turns
some looks. She's stunning. She's
okay,
very beautiful.
She did do that. I just wanted her to be a cunt. I just wanted her to be like, shut the fuck up, everyone. Your look looks like fucking shit.
I just don't think we're gonna see that on an American Seasons unless we get a Derek Barry person who's like, ugh. I know good TV. I do not care about your opinion. I will get my screen time.
Stunting
or like
looks.
A silky I mean Silky wasn't rude or anything, but there was times where Silky's like, no, I'm not doing my makeup, we're wearing face kinis and you know I'm loud and I'm gonna take up space and people are like, she's annoying. I'm like, but she was really interesting to watch.
That was
you cannot negate that,
but that was wild when she was like, I'm not wearing makeup, I found a leather tube I'm going to put on my body.
And I'm going to poke holes from my eyes. I think people need to understand that conflict makes good TV. Like, I loved all of their confessionals on this where they were like, you know, thrown shade at each other. It was fun for me.
It was a really good time. It was a really good time. Yeah.
This is Maya. Oh, wait, shit. What's her name?
Maya Bajro.
Maya Bajro.
I don't know how to say it, but I'm trying.
Love this. She looks like cotton candy that's on fire.
Yeah. This cotton is candy. On fire. Yeah, she's good. It's kind of like Katie Scary.
Uh-huh. Sure.
It's cute. The silhouette could be better, but I love the touches of sprinkling on her face.
Yeah, cool. I like it. I'm here for it. And then the old woman, here for it. This is an old showgirl.
Yes.
She's not giving it up. She still has the body. The face is a little droopsy droops. She's still got that hair. And she's, you know, using her umbrella as a cane. This tells me a story. I love it.
She has bone structure. Maybe it's not what you expected, but it is bone structure for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. It's fun. Did I tell you about the time I went to a strip club and a very older entertainer of the night was trolling us, begging us to give her a lap, like to let her give us a lap dance?
No. Do we know this? Do I know the older entertainer?
No, I wish you did. She was just an older entertainer and she came up to us. I was in a group of Middle Eastern men and she came up to us and she said, "Y'all dark skinned men make my pussy so wet."
You know, I just don't know if people need to, you know, say anything like that anymore.
I don't think anyone's going to say anything like that. Yeah, it was in North Carolina, though. But
fair.
So that's why she probably said. She felt comfortable.
But, sometimes I feel whiplash when I tour because I'm like, being in LA, this part of LA is such like this progressive bubble where people are like, thank you for sharing this, that, and the other. And then I fly to like Arkansas where they're just like, hey, darky. And you're like, oh, this still exists.
Oh, fuck. Fucking Paula Deen. Okay.
I miss performing. I haven't been called darky in so long. Maybe part of the challenge was incorporating entrance looks, because in this next one, the glasses are from the entrance look. That might be something we missed.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they were just like, I'm a resourceful queen, because Shrimala is giving. Is this Shrimala? No, I'm sorry. This is another queen whose name I forgot to write down, but she looks stunning. I actually really like her young queen look.
I think it's really cute. It's smart.
It's smart. It is a beach. It is Palm Springs pool girl.
Mm-hmm.
Elevated with florals. It is in the choppy hair. I live.
Yeah, I think it's really cute. I think it's really well done. I love the hat. I love this jacket. Mm-hmm. This look for me is just really cute. It's very like Paris Hilton teen.
Oh, I love that. That's a good way to put it.
Right?
Paris
like, it's
Hilton
just like
teen.
Bubbly, but like elevated in a way, but also like theatrical.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. I was here for it.
I think this might be Candy. Candy Cyanide.
Yes.
Okay. And her adult look, I love it. That's all I have to say.
Yes.
She gives us a 5-in-1 look.
Yeah. I really liked the goldest thing that she came in. Mm-hmm. And then she just started taking everything off. And I was like, okay. Mm-hmm. They're laughing and I don't see the humor in it, but right. I liked it.
She seems to become some sort of spiritual person. I'm not sure if it's a monk or what, but.
Oh, maybe.
It might be a monk of some kind. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It is fun.
It's really fun. I really liked it.
And in terms of the prompt, it works. Like, yeah, old mama, find spirituality, let's go of all her shit.
Yes.
Okay, Shrimala's in leaves.
Oh, boy. This is the tiniest human being I've ever seen in my life. No heels, bare feet. I don't think I've ever seen bare feet on the runway. I love Shrimala. She's funny. The
You're
way she dances across
Baga.
The stage. She is really fucking funny.
She is Baga. She's Baga.
I think she's funnier. And then
I love it.
This old look is incredible.
Yeah.
Because you've seen her. You've seen this lady.
Right.
You've seen her like at the bar. She's put on all of her expensive things. You know, Jack Dawson in Titanic describes that woman. because we all know her. It's an older woman who puts on her fur, goes to the bar, doesn't really have any friends. Her husband's dead. And she's just like, I need to be seen today.
That is a really perfect way of putting it, of just like, guess what? Some shit happened to me. Mm-hmm. The man I married, turns out he was embezzling money from Somalia. Turns out he was sleeping with three young women named Shandy, Candy, and Mandy. And I am now re-entering the dating sphere, and I'm going to wear the craziest thing I can find.
I'm going to wear whatever the fuck I want. I love how that's just me all the time. I bought this outfit and it's blue jeans with like blue flowers and a blue shirt with blue flowers and it matches. And I put it on. I was like, I look like Blue's Clues. And then I threw my head back, laughed really hard and hung it in my closet. And I was like, for Blue's Clues Day.
Nicole, guess what we're going to do? So we're going to have a day where we hang out.
Yes.
And because I've pitched this for a long time and I basically call it wear what you want. Like wear what you want. Wear the thing you've want that you always wanted to wear but never had the guts to wear. So we're going to drink wine in my backyard or your backyard, and you wear the outfit you want to wear, but you're always like, this is too crazy.
Okay.
I'll tell you mine. Mine involves like a singlet, a green leather Puma jacket, and hot shorts.
Okay. Well, mine will probably also include hot shorts. The only reason why I don't wear hot shorts is because my thighs eat each other.
Yep.
And it's painful. So yeah, for me to like walk around in it, it's like, oh, yikes. I wish there was a way that I could do it because I would wear them. But yeah, probably hot shorts if I don't have to like move a lot.
We'll just get to lounge.
Yeah, perfect. I bought these giant Bratz like cartoon construction boots. Where it's like a 6-inch heel. So honestly, slutty Bob the Builder is what I would like to walk around like.
I love that.
I might even get a little hard hat for the occasion.
Hell yeah. I have some crazy drag heels that I haven't worn yet because drag has been closed.
Yeah. I wore my like big stripper shoes for a job and I almost fell in them on camera. Oh, and I think they'll probably use that take. It's one of those things where, like, I almost fell and I was like, oh, no, that will probably be in the commercial for this.
As long as you didn't say, don't use this.
I didn't say don't use this. But like when they were like, oh, you don't have to do that again. I was like, you'll use this.
I got it. Shit. I got you.
Okay.
I hear you. Fuck. Okay. Next is Supersonic.
Love.
I like this.
Love, love. Again, this is like a Paris Hilton-y socialite with money, access to money, who doesn't give a shit about, you know, looking a certain type of way, wants to stand out. This jacket, I want. I love
it. It's gorgeous.
Love it.
Silver Sonic. I mean, wow. It's like, it's kind of clashy, but in the best way possible, in a very youthful way.
Yeah. This older look, do not understand.
No, I don't get it.
But I don't hate it. I just don't think it goes. I don't think she understood the assignment.
Yeah, I think she misunderstood the assignment. I think it's because it's spooky, ooky, kooky.
Yes.
It's not giving me mature queen.
No. Yeah, I just felt like it was like, okay, are you like an old devil? Are you dead? What is it?
Yeah. And it's like not clean enough to give me either horror or glamour. It's just somewhere in the middle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is a swing and a
miss.
And a miss.
So now Miss M Stranger Fox comes out and she's sort of becoming, she's almost de-dragging and becoming like the Boy Scout.
Yes. I thought this was like really smart and fun.
I like this too.
Yeah. I really fucking loved it. And it's just like this, like, very, like, fabulous Boy Scout.
I like it.
Just stomping with that little bear. This look was successful.
This first look was successful. It's a fun idea.
Yes.
But the second look is only okay. At best.
At best, it is okay. And she even says, I wore a regular dress. And it's like, okay, why did you wear just a regular dress? I was like, paint yourself old a little bit. Maybe you're in a mule or like a kitten heel because you can't wear the high heels anymore. Like, give me old. I think sometimes people get like, I'm glamorous mixed up with like, you can be glamorous and old.
Yes. And all the different, like all the different pieces are cool for different reasons. The hair is cool for a different reason. The tits are cool for a different reason.
Yes.
The dress is cool, but it's together. It's not really telling me anything.
Yes.
Yeah.
Next we have Jeannie, our Wisconsin American on Thailand's Drag Race.
This look is silly.
It is silly. It's fun. I like it.
I enjoy it. I enjoy the touches. Are they little sturdy boots? What are the, are those little like mouths, little bombs? I'm trying to understand what it is.
Don't know. Do not know.
Yes.
I do like it was a reveal.
I'll tell you what, I think she should not have revealed it and then left all of the hoarder stuff for the second half. Because her older look is weird. Or her older look is barely different.
Yes. It's not different at all.
I thought she might have been in the bottom because her older look was just the same.
Yeah, I guess it was just like young spooky ookie, old spooky ookie.
Yes.
Yeah, for me, it was just like, okay. Yeah, I guess I was just like, why did we have three of the same look?
Yeah, like it really would have worked for me if the first one was cute, 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 very kawaii. And then the second one was, she became
you know
terror.
What? Maybe she was trying to like do like, this is my transition into what this older person is. Mm-hmm. So we got to see the middle and I was like, I guess she was trying to tell a story. But the second look was just so like, it was, I don't want to say it was like more basic than the first. It was like, ah, shit. There was like one bathing suit look where they kept revealing a worse one, worse one, worse one. And Michelle was like, ugh, yikes. Who
sugar
was
cane.
That? Sugar cane.
Yeah.
That was very sugar cane for me where I was like, no, girl, let's just stick with this one. This one's like a pretty solid look.
Yeah. Yeah. This was the Poke Evolution no one asked for.
Yes, yes, yes.
No, stay a Pikachu.
And don't become a... Wait, does Pikachu have an evolved state?
He does, yes. Pikachu becomes Raichu.
Ah, yes, yes, yes.
And then in some cases, there's even a Pichu that comes before Pikachu, but it's...
Jigglypuff becomes Clefairy?
Maybe. Maybe. That sounds right.
I just can't wait till I fuck somebody who's like, oh my God, you've got a Pikachu tattoo. You must love Pokemon. And then I'm like, I've seen it a couple times. I think she's cute. And I tattooed it to myself. Mono, I got a new tattoo. I'll tell you what it is later.
Oh, mystery. I can't wait to show you. And I can't wait to go to Tokyo with you.
I want to go so bad. Mono, I was like, this year we're going to go. And then the pandemic happened. I was like, fuck.
I know. We got fucked. We got fucked hard. But for now, we got to talk about Tormai.
Cute. This is so cute to me. Nothing's like, it's not like, wow, but it's also like not, bleh. It's just really just, it's safe.
It's funny. I mean, I will say the sports and the kicking of the ball is funny to me. And the jacks, that sells it. Because otherwise, I think I hate it. But
I didn't hate it. I was like, this is just like adequate. And then her own death. Funny.
Death is making, not caring about your own death is hilarious.
Funny.
Very funny. In the picture frame, work. You better work.
Have I told you about my death?
What? Your funeral? How you're going to put googly eyes on yourself?
What a dumb sentence. Have I told you about my death? No. In my will, all of my friends that I hold near and dear have a thing that they have to do with my ashes.
Ooh, I can't wait.
And it's nothing like weird. You don't have to like fuck my ashes. But
I'll
it's
do
like
it.
One last, I'll do it. It's like one last activity. And just FYI, heads up, you're in it.
Oh my God, I'm so honored. I'm gonna cry.
Mono, you've made it into my will.
Honestly, I'm very honored because I love you so much. And I would be honored to celebrate your life. And I think like, you're such an excellent example of someone who doesn't take shit too seriously. And it'll be so nice to be like, I miss her, but I loved her life so much that we get to celebrate it as opposed to just be like, wah, wah, wah.
I just need you to know, Sashir has 2 pages of instructions to execute. And the end of it explains why I did it. I was like, I'm just trying to terrorize you from beyond. My only hope with doing all of it is like 6 years after I'm dead, someone just goes, Nicole made me do that after she was dead.
It'll be such a good memory to be like, yeah. Oh yeah, we can't take life too seriously.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we're already an hour deep, so like, I don't give a shit. Sorry, Ferris.
Sorry,
our producer,
girl.
Who has to just listen to us
at 11:30
at 11:30 p.m. on a Friday. But I can't remember where I heard it. But the way I think of death is because like I feel like everyone's so afraid of it. But I'm like, are you afraid of like before you were born? Would
That's
you know
it.
What happened where you were before you were born? That's all. No. You're just going back to.
You're just going back to nothing.
And it's okay.
And it like, it scares us because like, we like being aware, but like, you don't feel nothing.
I think it's like, you get so used to being alive. You go, wait, what? It, like, if I'm dead, that's so scary. It's like, nah, bitch, you're just not living. You're resting.
I'm going to sound crazy for saying this, but I think I said that to you and I'm here
for
it.
Hell yeah, dude. Well, okay. Full circle. Rachel Bloom was like, you said this on a podcast, this, that, and the other. And I was like, well, I heard it from someone, but it's what I believe. So now I'm going to go, I have to text Rachel and be like, Mono fucking said it. You were listening to Drag Her.
I've got
to
take credit.
Also, next weekend, or maybe this weekend, I'm going to her house to hang out with that baby. You should come.
Ooh, anywho, I will. I love her. So now we have this gaggy queen, Mocha Diva.
Yes.
She's giving us ballet stripper.
Love this. I think it's like... I don't know. Yeah.
Sickening. The walk is right.
Yeah, I really appreciated it.
Good acrobatics.
Huh?
Good acrobatics in it, too.
Very good acrobatics. And no shade. I loved that she wasn't on point shoes. I don't need a literal ballerina to understand that we're doing like an homage to ballet.
Work. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was like, it was an outfit as opposed to like, I know it was a costume. I don't know. I really like that it was heels and not point shoes.
I like it. And then she's giving us Bride of the Mom. Yeah, it's fun. She's, you know what? She's good at presentation. I'll say nothing.
Mm-hmm.
None of her clothes are mind blowing, but her presentation
was next level.
It,
like, honestly, that's a good lesson in like charisma will take you everywhere.
Yep.
Like
yep,
you could yep, be in yep. like literally in a dumpster. And if you are charismatic, people will listen.
Totally. Totally. It's such a good lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Charisma takes you far. Word to Adore Delano. So
come on.
Come on, Adore. So then it's Miss Wanda, Miss Joachim.
I love this. I don't see child, though. Or like young.
I don't see child so much, but I do like it. I mean, the hair detail is
stunning.
Unique.
And I was like, how do you have all this stuff ready to cover your eye?
Right. And what is your eye doing? Is it pussing? Did it fall out? I want to know.
Yeah. Is it oozing like, it's like Sachi? Sochi?
Yeah, Soju.
Soju. Oh my God.
Is it cysting about?
Ooh.
I hope
so. I will say, I love the hat eye patch for the interview looks. Mm-hmm. It's really incredible.
Oh my
also,
God.
I love her older person look. Like, I really like it.
Yes. Yes, I mean, she did great. I can't believe they really torture her and put her in the bottom. They put her
Which
in the bottom
three. I
don't think
three. Was deserving.
No. No, because she looks like an empress right here.
Yes.
Or a first lady of some sort of Southeast Asian government in a way that's sickening to me.
I agree.
Man, she's rich. Her pussy's on fire. And you know... When she goes to, like, buy appliances, she's like, what's the most expensive?
Mono.
Do you do that? You do that!
No, I've never heard that before in my life. When she goes to buy appliances, she says, which one's the most expensive? Mono, how wild and specific. I've never heard that before. I need a microwave and I need to know which one is $10,000.
Here's
like,
why.
This is a Best Buy. Everything's rather affordable. Well, then I can't shop here.
I have to admit, my mom shops that way. That's why I know that.
Really?
My mom will be like, this one's the best. It's the most expensive. We'll be like, Mom, that's just a microwave with fingerprint ID. We don't need that.
That's but she's like, so funny.
But it's the most expensive.
Like, it's the most expensive one. I'll take that.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. That's so specific. And
I live.
Let me meet you.
Next, we have Miss Anjali Anang coming out in a T-Rex costume.
This is my winner. She should have won.
Yeah.
The T-Rex costume. What a gag. What a treat.
Yes.
What a fucking dream.
And then
when she unzips to the towels and then tells a story about wearing a towel on her head to like pretend she had long hair. That's what I used to do. And I would wrap myself in like my mom's bigger towels and pretend I was in a dress.
Universal.
Yes. I would feel my full fantasy. And this is like an elevated universal idea. And it's great. She's on her toes the whole time. Like she's wearing heels.
Yes.
Mono.
I agree. I fully agree. The towel is the universal symbol of quick drag, and it deserves more. And then her second look, holy fucking shit.
I cackled. It's so funny. Well, if I'm older, I guess I'm a man with a family, and I live on the outskirts, and...
her weird family!
He kisses his weird wife. It is so funny.
Her melting family members.
I gotta say, these judges held it together more than I would have. If I was like a guest judge on it, I would have been on the floor guffawing. It really gagged me. And they did say if there could be two winners, you would be one.
Totally.
But that was my winner.
Angela, I agree. She should have.
Because that's like, it was so literal, but so creatively literal.
Right. I have to admit that I don't think Shrimala should have won this one. She's fun. But she's, to me, real middle of the pack fun.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. I don't know.
Also, the quick untucked was weird.
There was nothing to this untucked, unfortunately.
They also weren't mic'd properly. It was hard to hear them.
Sound needs some help. And then
I get it. It's tough.
It's tough. There's a lot of moving pieces. And then we get to Silver Sonic and M. Stranger Fox in the bottom. And like we said before, whoa.
What a lackluster lip sync. And it was like, and then one of the girls said, I've been to, I think it was, who's in the bottom?
Silver Sonic and M. Stranger Fox?
Yes. Someone was like, I've been to M. Stranger Fox's shows. And honestly, this is more energy. And I was like, damn, you're coming for her in a way that is shady as fuck, but I love it.
I live. Live very much. Yeah, I mean, look, we need drama. And I like that these queens don't give a shit. They're not used to the
great
toxicity of American Drag Race. And they're like, I better behave or else I won't get sponsored by Pure for Men.
Ooh. Ooh.
Ooh. But they have to redo it. And do you think the right queen won the second time?
I do.
Yeah, me too.
I think she gave a little bit more. And then right before the decision was made, she was like, I fell into the widest split I've ever done and I burnt myself on bulbs. Please let me stay. I was like, oh my God, this girl's injury. Let her stay.
It was kind of messy. It was messy. But, you know.
That happens. Like, lip syncing is hard, especially under pressure. So, like, I appreciated it. And, oh my God, what's the other one's name? Who got to stay? Silver Sonic got to stay, but when M left, I was like, this is the sweetest. It was like just this, like, I was like, they could be catty, but then like she was like, I'm part of the Drag Race, you know, that house and blah blah, this, that, and the other. I was like, this is so sweet. I love him. I'm in love.
It was really sweet. And even though she did use some Drag Race buzzwords as if they were tossed.
Sure, but I really liked it.
I did too. And there's nothing but good energy coming off of these really talented queens.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see where they take us.
Me too. I'm excited to see the next episode. I'm into it. And next week, I promise I'll be more prepared with their names. I'm going to try to study their names for a little bit.
Well, just like with any season, you're like, okay, now this is who this is. Okay, yes. I got it. But yeah, I mean, this series deserves more attention. You listeners were awesome in telling us, like, this series needs attention. Yes. And you're right, it does. And frankly, the favoritism of English-speaking seasons is unwarranted. Just, like,
the amount of press I've seen for Holland mm-hmm. and the press I saw for Canada, and mm-hmm. UK wasn't huge, but it was more than Thailand got. I was like, that's not fair.
No, it's not fair.
It's not fair at all. I'm going to literally text my friend who works at World of Wonder and be like, you guys have to bring back Thailand and you have to do like a push for it.
Yeah, you do. Like, cause like they have so much to offer.
Yeah.
They have so much to offer.
I don't want to be like, hey, everything's about race. I'm like, but it's the only show that doesn't have a single white person on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not getting the attention that the other ones do.
Right.
So for me, I'm like, I smell something funky.
You smell a stunt. You smell a stunt. And you're not wrong. You just smell that sort of implicit bias, which is so real. Because for whatever reason, people are just like, it's going to take more work for me to learn and expose myself
and
to this culture.
And it does. Until you get used to it. Like, one of my favorite films is a Danish film called After the Wedding that I love. And I didn't want to see because I had to read. But my friend Bibi, who's my friend Tess's sister, was like, we're going to see that. We're going to see it at this like little indie theater. I think it was the Lincoln Center Cinema on 66th Street. And I was like, ugh. And I went and saw it and I like cried. And it was one of the first movies where I was like, I feel so much. And I had to read so much. It's honestly, Mono, if you haven't seen it, it's really great.
I haven't. I want to see it. And then I want you to see the Spanish film Il Orfanato.
I'll watch Il Orfanato, and I also have to watch Microwave Massacre.
Very different films. One is a masterpiece. One is dog shit on
Ruha's
paper.
Ruha's like, I need to talk to you about it.
I think you'll love it.
I will watch it.
I do think you'll love it. Well,
I started watching The Boys, and I love it. We're at an hour and a half.
That.
We should go. We should leave.
We should go. We should do it. Or thing. But I want y'all to know, thank you. And also, you can watch this on World of Wonder.
Yes, WoW Presents Plus.
And you can also watch it on coupdelacorn.club.
Now, bitch, you sending people to a virus site? What the fuck is coupdelacorn?
The reason why this is important is because it is a lovely Thai person who has better subbed the series to be more accurate because some of the translation in the World of Wonder episodes are not as accurate.
Oh, interesting.
That's why this has come highly recommended. And
I wonder if interpretation varies per person.
It does vary per person. And this person is both Thai and queer. And they were like, I've done the work to just give it a more accurate, just give it more accuracy in terms
Mono,
of what
the
they're
fuck
saying.
How did you find that?
People reached out to me online and on Dragger. And they were like, if you're going to watch it, watch this person's subs.
Is that
and
how
I've
you
talked
watched
to
it?
Them. Yes. And they were generous enough to be like, you can plug my site. Tell people about it. So we'll be posting it in the episode description and on the Instagram.
All right. Well, we fucking did it.
We did
Mono,
it.
Mono, my yes, friend.
Queen. My goddess.
Do you have anything that you would like to uplift?
Uplift. I
Join
want you to vote.
Times.
And I want you to uplift. And I want you to vote. And I want you to go to my Instagram so you can see about all the different podcast shit I'm doing. Yeah. So just get me at Mono Agapian on Twitter and Instagram. How about you?
I would like to promote, please vote. If you are registered, I don't think, also check to see if there's a deadline and you still have time to register, vote. Also, I'm doing a live streaming episode of Why Won't You Date Me on November 11th.
Oh.
Don't know the time.
Great.
My guest was confirmed, but then stopped answering my DMs.
Oh.
So she's working on that. Gotta say, it's really fun to book my show. It's
isn't that fun? Isn't the work
booking
fun?
Is just it's hard sometimes, and then also it's like super easy. Like I'm having Creme Fatale on this weekend,
oh, shit.
And Lucy Stuhl. who's a Chicago queen, Chicago bearded fantasy. And that was easy to book. It was just so easy. I was like, oh, what a treat. And then sometimes I spend time like chasing people and I'm doing a thing where I'm retroactively paying people. And I'm like, this is going to be a fucking nightmare to like send an email and like follow up and be like, excuse me. And you just,
that's very nice of you.
It's not nice. It's I've made money on the podcast and I didn't do it by myself. I have guests.
Yeah. So. Work.
You know.
Well, we love you. Well, do that. Follow Nicole. You already follow her, but follow her more. And we want y'all to give us reviews on wherever you listen. Apple Podcasts, for example. We have one lovely review from Libby T. It says, friends in my head. I love Mono and Nicole. They are my friends in my head who love all things Drag Race. I never miss a pod. They'll have you laughing and talking back like you're a part of the convo. I just love them so much. And you will too if you love laughing and Drag Race. So thankful that they are the one and only Drag Race podcast.
That's cute.
That is
cute.
Before
we go, Mono, does my bun look like ramen?
Oh, hell yes.
Two, I fell off my pole today from a very high part.
You have a bump?
I laid there for a minute and I was like, I think I'm still living. And then I opened my eyes and the sun was shining on me. And I was like, okay, I'm still alive. Are my limbs broke? And then it took me a minute to like get up. But yeah, I like fell the fuck, like, and I didn't get that one on video, but I got another fall on video. She be falling.
She be falling.
Alicia Keys song. I keep on falling. This is about me. Okay.
Bye. That's it. Bye.
Still about to throw some shade. Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.